But you're gonna know that he's in love with you, loving you.
The Rock Rolls On with Robert W. Taylor. O'clock at Music Radio with Archie. How you doing? Today, the Vice President will be in town to look over your property, see that you don't have any papers in the bushes and things like that. You take care of your own backyard, and probably what he's going to come up with to say. He'll be all around. We'll maybe run down his schedule for you again, so you maybe sneak a peek at him. Don't crowd around him, though. Doesn't like things like that. No way. Chicago, I've been searching so long. WISL, number one music radio at 7:06 with Robert Taylor. And, of course, today, that Las Vegas trip gets put away by Kevin O'Connell. Maybe you'll be the winner. You'll be listening after 2 o'clock.
We have your leaving.
WISL, number one. Steely Dan from Pretzel Logic, his latest album, man. Ricky, don't you lose that number. This is Robert Taylor, City of the Breakfast Lady. He'll be here to talk to us in just a little while. Today's a big day in Buffalo, in case you don't happen to know it already. The VP is coming. Vice President Ford is going to be here in town. And, of course, this is the biggest thing to happen to Buffalo since about last year, this time when the mayor put his took his storm windows down, if I remember correctly. About 11:30 this morning, all the bigwigs will be out there at Prior Aviation, because that's when the Vice President Ford comes in for a news conference, and then he goes to Statler Hilton about 12:30. And then 3:30, your Brothers of Mercy Nursing Home in Clarence. I'm telling you all this so maybe you can jot some down, sneak a peek at them. Back to the Statler Hilton then about 3:30, and then they get down to the good part of the arrival thing here, a cocktail party at 5:30. Then at 7 o'clock, dinner at the Statler again. And when they're all fat and happy, then they leave at 9:30 tonight. So you maybe can get a look at the Vice President. Won't that be fun? At 7:11, morning.
A gift from Getz. It's so natural.
Save a little something.
Get that little extra at Canton Budway Markets. It's an S&H place.
Whistle, 7:12 with Robert Taylor. Morning. What comes of the brokenhearted? They all become disc jockeys and don't make any more money than they make when they're working. This is Jimmy Ruffin. WISL, number one with Robert Taylor. It's 7:15, and in sports, in Major League Baseball, the National League, your winners are Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Los Angeles, and the American League, Boston, and Kansas City. Time now for your morning exercises. You'll find that any exorcist will probably win out a court battle 99% of the time, because as you and I know, possession is 9/10 of the law. WISL, number one, a horny devil made me do it. Mike Caulfield from The Exorcist with Tubular Bells. Good morning, this is Robert Taylor, time is 7:18, and you can be anything you want to be in life, an exorcist or exorcist subject. Vocational schools can prepare you for all kinds of occupations. For information on these schools, you can get a copy of the FTC's Pocket Guide to Choosing a Vocational School. It's free from consumer information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. Reflections of springtime, yuck. A chance of a few showers, partial clearing later in the day, the high 55. Occasional cloudiness tonight and sunny periods tomorrow. Right now, it's 43 degrees at Whistle.
Ain't used to living like that,
Chief. WISL number one. Mercy. Them spinners come out with some music, don't they? I'm coming home, latest for them. Buffalo City Boss Hitman Record, to say the least. 7:22 with Robert Taylor, and good morning. I was noticing, of course, we're talking about Vice President Ford being here. There's another Ford in the newspaper. It's being Henry Ford, number two. And he's come out with an astounding statement. He says, since 1968, the cost of your automobile has gone up $800. No, that's not right. Let me get this straight. $400. Cost of your automobile has gone up $400. And he thinks that in the next few years, it's going to go up another $800. That makes a total of $1,200 more your car is going to cost.
And that means a lot of people aren't going to be getting cars. So I'm probably, you know, what they say is true. Now's the time to buy your automobile. Now's the time for me to get out the little red wagon again. 7:23, good morning.